Robinhood Radio presents Your Health with osteopathic physician Dr. Kim Tripp, a show presented monthly on Robinhood Radio, discussing the challenges faced and the solutions that are available for keeping vital health and well-being throughout our lives. And now, here's Dr. Tripp.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp, osteopathic physician. This is the health show created to bring you vital information and discussion of all sorts of health issues on your mind and in your life from the unique perspective of traditional osteopathic medicine. So first, as we always do for new listeners, let's clarify what osteopathic medicine means. Osteopathic medicine is practiced by fully licensed physicians in the United States with a DO degree, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine degree. Our practice is based on the essential relationship in all living things between structure and function. In other words, the natural interdependence between anatomy and physiology, or between the physics of the body and its chemistry. As osteopathic physicians, we use our comprehensive and precisely detailed knowledge of anatomy and physiology to promote health and healing in our patients. We work gently with our hands to help your body restore optimal function based on optimal structure. Our medical specialty is therefore called osteopathic manual medicine. We receive uniquely in-depth training in anatomy and physiology and their interrelationship within your body in the context of a full physician's medical training. Only U.S.-trained osteopaths are fully licensed physicians and have all of the current medical pharmacopoeia, nutritional science, and full medical training at our disposal. This means that your individual treatment may include a wide range of approaches, but will always be founded on our gentle, hands-on work. We practice from the unique perspective of first looking for the health in our patients rather than merely finding illness and disease. Our practice has been especially effective for, but it is not limited to, musculoskeletal and other structural issues, as well as things like chronic headache, gastrointestinal problems, post-concussion syndrome, sleep disturbance, allergies, and many, many other health issues. We work together with you, our patient, to help you build health and vitality in your body, mind, and spirit as the solution for your health problems, rather than only treating the disease symptoms. So in the radio show, we tackle health issues from this point of view. What can we do to help you build your health and vitality in order to prevent and heal injuries and disease? And we do that by giving you some basic information about the problem to help you understand what is happening, as well as to offer solutions and guidance for helping yourself to heal and stay healthy based on our clinical experience with patients in our practice. And before we get started on today's topic, let me just remind you that you can listen to all of our prior Your Health shows online at your convenience, such as the shows on back pain, nutrition, carpal tunnel, concussion, allergies, etc., by going to Robinhood Radio's website, then the On Demand button, then scroll down and select the Your Health shows, then you can click on the individual show by topic. The magic of on-demand radio, and we love that. Okay, so let's get to today's topic. Is it final exam season yet? Did you get your taxes in and paid a couple of weeks ago? Is your winter damage and repair list this year longer and with more side issues than your own family tree? Is spring cleanup overwhelming you? In other words, are there lots of reasons to feel pressured right now? Well, sure, same as ever, right? And as a result, does your jaw feel tight? Is chewing painful? Are you waking up with earaches, headaches, pain in the jaw? Feel like you're grinding your teeth a lot? If so, you are experiencing temporomandibular joint pain and possible dysfunction, otherwise known as TMJ dysfunction. TMJ stands for temporomandibular joint, which is the joint between our jaw, the lower mandible that houses our bottom teeth, and the thing that's moving up and down right now as I'm talking to you, and the temporal bone in the head from which hangs that jawbone and which houses the ear and vestibular system deep within itself, the temporal bone, which is where and how we hear and keep our balance. The temporomandibular joint is a fascinating joint. It's the joint that makes it possible for us to open and close our mouths, to chew, to speak, to yawn, to stick out our tongues. This is a very important skill at all ages. And the TMJ is a more complex joint than you might think. It is a synovial joint, like many other joints in the body, such as the knee, meaning there is fluid around the joint, and the joint is contained in a cartilaginous sleeve called a capsule. The TMJ also has a disc between the moving parts, functionally similar to, but not exactly the same as the disc between our vertebrae, our backbones, and our spine. This disc, this very special TMJ disc, is key in jaw function. It is unusually shaped, somewhat elongated, to accommodate the unusual range of motion of the jaw. When we open our mouths, the jawbone does not just drop straight down, but actually slides forward as well, and then must be returned back and up to close. There is an intricate set of muscles attaching to both sides of the TMJ, i.e. to the temporal bone and the jawbone, that make possible the opening and closing and sideways motions of the jaw involved in speaking, chewing, swallowing, and making growling, grimacing faces at uncooperative computers and seasonal maniacal drivers on Route 22 on the Taconic Parkway. If you place your fingers just in front of your ears and open your mouth, you can feel the joint in its movement. When you open your mouth, the rounded ends of the lower jaw, called condyles, glide along the joint socket of the temporal bone. These condyles slide back to their original position when you close your mouth. To keep this motion smooth, that unique soft disc of cartilage lies between the condyle and the temporal bone. This disc absorbs the forces on the TMJ from chewing and other movements. Chewing creates a very strong force. This disc distributes the forces of chewing throughout the entire joint space. The temporomandibular joint has to accommodate an extraordinary degree of force in closing during biting and chewing. Think of how hard we crunch nuts and ice cubes, but with ease. All the human jaw muscles working together can close the teeth with a force as great as 55 pounds, or 25 kilograms, on the incisors, or 200 pounds, which is 90.7 kilograms, on the molars. A force as great as 268 pounds for molars has been reported. That's nearly half the 600-pound bite force of an adult lion. And a lion has much bigger and heavier jawbones than little old wimpy Homo sapiens. It's amazing. It must have been some ice cube they measured that one on. The unique range of motion and disc arrangement of the temporomandibular joint makes possible the capacity of the human jaw to accommodate large bite volumes and extraordinary forces given the relatively small size of the bones and teeth compared to other omnivorous mammals. But if that unusual special disc gets slipped forward or backward out of its normal range of motion, or if the ligaments connecting the temporal and mandible bones become strained or sprained, say, for example, from chewing and popping too much bubble gum, or if the TMJ muscles become tight or get into spasm from clenching and grinding our teeth, or any and all of these things occur from an impact or injury to the jaw or head, such as in a fight, a fall, a car accident, including whiplash, we can then have jaw pain, headaches, an inability to open or close our jaws where they're locked together, pain on chewing or swallowing, or pain on grimacing on the Taconic. We can also get arthritis in the TMJ with age or other arthritic diseases, just like in any joint. TMJ dysfunction can also be associated with vertigo, in other words, dizziness, or tinnitus, a ringing in the ears. How could that happen? Recall from our last show on vertigo that the temporal bone is the home of the ear and vestibular system, one each on the right and left sides of our heads. The many head and neck muscles that attach to the temporal bone include the TMJ muscles, which, if suddenly or chronically tightened, torn, strained, or set in spasm, can literally pull the temporal bone out of its normal, precise, and minute range of motion, and therefore pull one or both of the inner ears out of normal coordinated positioning in relation to the other. Again, kind of like having one leg suddenly get much shorter or longer than the other. This can lead to immediate and persistent vertigo as our two stereovestibular systems become disoriented to each other, or impinge or irritate the cranial nerves that control hearing and can thus leave us with a ringing in our ears. In this case, the vertigo or tinnitus brought on by TMJ dysfunction is not because there is a flaw in the hearing mechanism or the vestibular system, but rather is due to strain caused by the external TMJ muscles or damage to the TMJ joint that thus deranges the temporal bone housing the delicate balance and hearing mechanisms inside that bone. How do I know if I have temporomandibular joint problems? If you wake up with headaches, earaches, and a tight jaw, pain in your teeth or jaw, dizziness or tinnitus, if you have pain or tenderness around your TMJ, if you have mechanical difficulty opening or closing your mouth, if your jaws make clicking or popping noises while chewing or talking, or if they feel stuck partway through opening or closing your mouth, if you get jaw pain or headache while chewing, these are all signs that you may have temporomandibular joint malalignment or dysfunction due potentially to grinding your teeth or other injuries, strains, or spasms. This does not necessarily mean that you need a night guard or other dental device. In fact, these can sometimes make TMJ problems worse, depending on the exact nature of the problem. In severe cases of dislocation of the temporomandibular joint disc, surgery may be required to solve the problem. For immediate relief of TMJ pain and stiffness, warm compresses, soft or liquid diets, and jaw relaxation techniques can be helpful. But in any case, it's absolutely best to get potential TMJ dysfunction evaluated thoroughly to understand in detail what the nature of the dysfunction is before attempting to resolve it and develop a treatment plan. An osteopathic physician can do that for you with a uniquely comprehensive approach. A good osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine can be especially helpful for diagnosing and treating TMJ problems. Osteopathic treatment is an excellent, sustainable approach to help with TMJ pain and dysfunction, to work with your body to help reposition a slipped TMJ disc, relieve TMJ muscle strain or spasm, alleviate associated inflammation, improve arterial circulation and venous and lymphatic drainage to the area, relieve muscle strain, spasm, or tension in the head, neck, or shoulders that may be creating pull on the jaw and temporal bones, restore full range of motion of the head and neck, including the jaw and delicate temporal bone, and to heal and prevent the causes of the TMJ issues in the first place, because in addition to resolving the current problem, traditional osteopathy addresses the root structural and anatomical causes that led to the development of the problem in the first place. In addition to regular osteopathic treatment for your jaw, head, neck, shoulders, and upper back, here are some important tips for maintaining good temporomandibular joint health and avoiding these painful problems. 1. Do not chew gum. It amounts to working out too hard for your TMJ muscles and the biomechanics of your jaw. Avoid grinding your teeth. If you catch yourself grinding, immediately let your jaw slack and let your tongue glide forward behind your lower teeth to release the grinding tension. Avoid stressful tasks, difficult phone calls, and high-anxiety TV or films for at least an hour before bed. Get regular outdoor exercise in fresh air. Engage in calming practices like meditation, yoga, tai chi, walking, deep breathing, playing or listening to calming music, or find some inspirational reading before bed. And engage in these practices anytime you find yourself clenching your jaw or grinding your teeth. So to review, temporomandibular joint problems can come on at any time of life, especially during stressful periods. TMJ dysfunction is not a permanent diagnosis necessarily and does not necessarily require a dental device to resolve, although you may need that in some cases, and you may even need surgery in some extreme cases. Osteopathy, as practiced by osteopathic physicians who are specialists in osteopathic manual medicine, can relieve the symptoms and make a real difference in helping optimize structure and function in the jaw, head, ears, neck, shoulders, and upper back, and therefore in resolving and preventing TMJ problems with gentle, precise, hands-on work. Well, that's all we have today. Thank you so much for your attention to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp. Remember, you can email your comments and suggestions for topics to yourhealth@robinhoodradio.com. If you have a health issue yourself and would like to find out about how we might be able to help you in our practice of traditional osteopathy, we are at our offices in Sharon, Connecticut, Dr. Kim Tripp and Dr. Andrew Goldman. Goldman Tripp Osteopathic Healthcare, 860-364-5990, Monday to Friday, 8:45 a.m. to 5 p.m., with evening hours Wednesdays and Fridays, or on the web at www.goldmantripp.net. Meanwhile, I'll be looking forward to being with you next time. Every other Friday at 12:30 and Sundays at 5:30. Take care of yourself, enjoy your health, and thank you for listening.
Underwriting support for Asher Zeitz on Robin Hood Radio from the Mutual Fund Store, where their clients come first with custom investment plans to fit your goals, not theirs. 800-375-3000 on the web, mutualfundstore.com.
Hi, I'm Asher Zilson. I'm a 15-year-old boy from Fairfield, Connecticut, and I've always had a strong passion for food. I have been reviewing all sorts of restaurants since I was 13, and over the years of reviewing, I have been to my share of good and bad restaurants. Throughout the numerous crazy experiences I have had, there is one motto that I live by. It doesn't matter if it's funky or fancy, there is good food to be found everywhere, and my job is to bring those experiences to you.
According to Smithsonian Magazine, Navajo fry bread originated 144 years ago when the United States forced Indians living in Arizona to make the 300-mile journey known as the Long Walk and relocate to New Mexico onto land that couldn't easily support their traditional staples of vegetables and beans. To prevent indigenous populations from starving, the government gave them canned goods as well as white flour, processed sugar, and lard, the makings of fry bread. Now, when you think of fry bread, visions of a colorful carnival come to mind. You think of sweetened fried bread coated in layers of powdered sugar, but the fry breads at the Fry House were something else. And when I say something else, I mean it. The fried pockets of goodness were wonderful. In 1992, a a Tohono O'odham woman named Cecilia Miller opened the original Fry Bread House in Phoenix, Arizona, with just three items on the menu. Over the years, the restaurant has grown in popularity and as a result has found a new, even larger location to serve out some of the most delicious fried delicacies that have ever been tasted in the food world. Now, decades after they opened in their first small, quaint location, the James Beard Foundation has named them one of the American classics and has been recognized for its timeless appeal and beloved for quality food that reflects the character of the community. As we entered the modest, plain building in which the Fry House is housed, the smell hit us. This smell was not like any other smell, and it hit us hard. The delicate yet powerful smell of the bubbling, greasy, oozing fry breads cooking was enough to serenade a large bear. Before we stepped to the ordering stand, we took a stop in the bathroom to wash our hands after a long day in the city of Phoenix. As we entered the bathroom, another smell hit us. This smell was not like any other smell, and it hit us hard again. But this was not a good smell. I do not think I can describe the horrible odors and aromas eroding off each nook and cranny of the small, unappealing bathroom. To be brief in my description, it seemed as though the bathroom had not been cleared since the restaurant opened 20 years ago. After struggling through washing our hands, we made it to the ordering stand and began to list what fry breads we wanted to dine on. We ordered three fry breads: the green chili pork fry bread, the bean and chorizo fry bread, and the cinnamon sugar and butter fry bread. The green chili pork fry bread was wonderful. The hot, spongy, moist bread was served at the perfect temperature and was topped with hot, tender, juicy pork, dribbling with a slathering of spicy, rich, full-bodied green chili sauce. The fry bread in its original form did not look very appealing, but as you have been told, don't judge a book by its cover. Chorizo and bean fry bread was quite delicious. The fiery, hot, succulent chorizo literally melted like butter on the tongue of anyone lucky enough to indulge in the delicious fry bread. In addition, the juicy meat melded nicely with grainy, toothsome black beans, and ultimately created a medley of wondrous flavors when put together. Finally, the cinnamon sugar and butter fry bread was simple yet elegant. The bread was crispy and crusty on the outside, and pillowy and fluffy on the inside. This fry bread, unlike the others, was served pizza style, not rolled up like the other two fry breads. The dish was topped with a hefty dusting of sweet yet robust cinnamon sugar and a slathering of melted butter. Overall, the Fry Bread House was quite wonderful. The only tip I would give you would be to wash your hands and use the bathroom before entering the restaurant. I would give it 4 Z's.
You can also find me at asherzeets.com or on Facebook, facebook.com/asherzeets. You can also follow me on Twitter at @asherzeets.